This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Second Guest Show. Mike D'Attilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. A little bit chilly to be out on the beach, but we inside at the Silver Slipper. Bobby and I will be on until 7 o'clock tonight. Come on by and visit us, and then we'll have Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870 WWL as the Houston Texans play one of Bobby's favorite quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, in the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he didn't pick them. He surprised me. We did pick six. I'll pick eight, whatever it was. I thought you were going to pick the Steelers, but well, you were like me. You picked the Texans. That defense is damn good.
Yeah, I like their defense. And the one thing, you look at the Texans, you know they've never reached the Super Bowl or even been to a conference title game. But, look, they entered the playoffs on a nine-game winning streak. They have some studs. You look at Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley. They've held teams to 17.3 points a game and 277 yards per game this season. That speaks for itself right there to show you how dominant they are. They ranked third in the NFL with 29 takeaways. That's where we got to get under Coach Staley, is like taking the ball away more. In the year we won the Super Bowl because we took away the football. And somehow, not only on the plus side, but if you can be around plus 9, plus 10, plus 12, no, that is championship-winning football. So you could see why the Texans, where they're at, they're 12-5. Look, and they rallied from an 0-3 start. You got to remember, Mike, they were 0-3 to make the postseason for a third straight year. I think they're going to go as C.J. Stroud goes. And then you look at... to say the least, Pittsburgh was the AFC version of Philadelphia, the Eagles, that everybody's always ticked off and they're on a roller coaster. It's a very turbulent season, and a regular season, I should say. But they won four of the final five games, that being the Steelers. And the Steelers, their first NFC North title in 5 years. And a lot of that is because of Aaron Rodgers. If you look, now, I don't know how long Aaron Rodgers wants to play, but when you say at least he's in middle of the pack, and there's 32 teams, so he can be 15 or 16.
He'd get paid again.
Yes,
get
I mean.
Paid again.
Yeah,
somebody else, but I might get paid again.
Yeah, because there's not enough quarterbacks and what he's meant to the Steelers. So it'll be interesting to see. Houston has never had success, whether they're the Oilers or anybody in Pittsburgh. This goes back to Bum Phillips in the 70s and everything. So they have never been able to overcome the Steelers. Maybe this might be the year. Mike, I think Texans, even though on the road, are they a three-point favorite? So I think, I don't know, I would go with, we don't have the board up here to deliver tonight, but I would say, because I looked at that Texans scoring defense, Only giving up 17.3. Well, I'm going to give Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to say they're going to get the 17 points. So I could see 20-17. I think it'll be a close game, very entertaining. And all the games this weekend, the wild card, have been unbelievable except for last night.
Yeah.
That was the only one that was like, okay, you know, you wish you'd be more competitive. You love games going down the wire. Look, like Bears, Packers, all of them.
Even Jacksonville, Buffalo.
Yes.
Man, it was back and forth. And Jacksonville had a shot. And, you know, and that defense was as advertised. You think about, man, you know, the Bills want to run the ball. And they didn't give up a running back.
James Cook didn't do jack. He had 46 yards on 15 carries. They bottled him up. And when you look at it, that's the number one rushing leader in the NFL. So the Jags, like the Texans, I think the Seahawks, they have the right defense. It's going to be in the Seattle. I think, how is Sam Darnold going to play? When I look at, like, the teams at the top defense, how is C.J. Stroud going to play with the Texans? And now the Prince is out, Trevor Lawrence with the Jags. But, Mike, were you surprised? And then you look at the difference how close the game was. Do you know Cam Little? I said, watch, that's going to come back to haunt him. The end of the first half, he missed a 54-yarder. Well, he said, well, Bobby, that's a tough field goal. But not necessarily for him. That miss ended a streak of 20 consecutive field goals he had made. And then we all know he kicked the two longest field goals in NFL history this season, a 68-yarder against the Raiders and a 67-yarder against the Titans.
We're not counting the preseason where he clipped the 70-yarder.
Yeah, yeah, so that's why I was surprised. Like, whoa, that's not a good omen for the Jags when he missed it right before half.
The fourth down stop. Because, Bob, I'm all about points early in the game because I think it's premium. They went for it, and Trevor's shin, okay, kind of drags
the ground.
Yeah,
before where the ball placement is, the game of inches, you know when you say
just
that?
Just that little. For me, I'd say, hey, kick the field goal at that point because especially early in the game, I think you got to take points. But, man, that was a super entertaining game. And, man, I'm watching the beginning of the Rams-Carolina, and I think, man, the Rams are just going to blow the doors off of them. All of a sudden, man, here come Carolina.
Well, the game
they made a run at it.
Well,
they made a run.
I said, oh, they're going to blow them out this time around when you're down by two touchdowns. But a dramatic 34-31 wild card win for the Rams over Carolina. I said, Carolina never played that good against the Saints. We whooped them the two times we played them.
They ain't played that good offensively.
But
I know that.
And Stafford finished 24-42, 304 yards, three touchdowns, and he had an interception. Puka Nacua, even though he had 10 receptions, 111 yards, he dropped a
significant. One and a half.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
And he ended up with two touchdowns. And they were the Rams were 10.5-point favored.
I know that.
Yeah, I know that. That's that. You know, you say that's always a lot of points, and is the NFL. So you never know. Little Bryce, I thought, hung in there tough. 264 yards, a touchdown. He ran for another score. You look at it, Carolina, though, to show you, I was surprised how they turned around because how they ended the season. They finished the season losing four of the final five games. And I thought, you know who surprised me how well he played? I'm like, what about – tell me a little bit about Jalen Coker. He had a career-high nine catches.
Undrafted
for 134 yards. He looked like he belongs.
Okay, we had Jake on last summer, Jake DeLone, and he was like, Mike, I'm telling you, there's a guy here in Coker, Jalen Coker, undrafted free agent. He's a big, tall drink of water. He said, man, can he catch the football? And he said, you know, I'm surprised. He said, I'm with you on this. Guys come into the league, they don't know how to run good routes. He said, I don't know who's worked with him, but they've really worked well with him because he can get into and out of a cut and a break so clean. He said, he's going to make this team, and I think he's a really good player. Now, Bobby, look at that. They got Leggett, who's been sort of a medium-range guy.
Ted McMillan.
And then Tet, big-time performer, and Coker back next year.
No, Mike.
You better button it up.
I look at nine receptions, 134 yards. And like I said earlier, when they fell behind 14-0, I go, the Rams are going to wax them this time. But then they stormed back to take a 24-20 lead. And I was like, whoa, this is going to be a game. That was early in the fourth quarter. Matthew Stafford, the place made. But you know what's going to be the Achilles heel for the Rams? whether they go to the Super Bowl, is the special teams.
It is lousy.
Mike, if you look at it, Isaiah Simpson, when he blocked that punt to set the Panthers up at the Rams' 30-yard line, to me, that's going to come back to haunt the Rams because, Mike, out of all the playoffs teams, they probably have the weakest special teams unit.
That I agree upon, and that's why the special teams coach, he got fired about three quarters into the season.
Yeah, right.
we'll talk a lot more about it, but Sam Levitt and LSU has come to an agreement that he will go to LSU. He has informed everybody, I think, but one team, Tennessee, that he's coming to LSU. Nothing signed yet, and they got some technicalities in any type of deal like that, in what you can do, what you can't do. You know, if it's, you
well,
know,
but
it's almost
I
a pro
you,
contract.
I don't
now.
Know. Might, well, slow your roll, Abear. I think, like, by getting him at quarterback, LSU should be in the playoffs. You might say, oh, well, you know, if they get to 8-9 wins.
If he stays healthy.
Yes. I think he's that good. And he has some skins in the wall. He's played in big games. He's not overwhelmed. Remember with Scott Abu when Arizona State, when
they went to the playoffs. They went up against Texas.
And lost in overtime in that time. No, and then. No, when I watch him play, he's a difference maker. Exactly like you said, if he stays healthy, that's going to be the key. But, Mike, I don't know. You got to pay the right players because you look at it, everybody's playing the same game. So the general manager right now who's in that boardroom or in that meeting room deciding who we're going to pay, how we're going to divide up the money is important, almost the head coach. But, like, you know how Texas Tech had it right in direction? If you look at last year, LSU didn't pay the right players. I mean, well, where did they get us? I mean.
Mansoor Delane.
Oh, no.
He got paid right.
No. He
got paid right.
Now, he's a poor man, Mike. He might even be better than that. A poor man, Stingley. You look at Stingley. Don't you think they get drafted about the same place, 13 or 14?
Because Stingley he was a top pick.
Don't you
think Delane's probably 11 through 14.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range. But a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And
they got that right.
Here's the other part. His brother has announced he's in the portal. He was one of the top safeties in the country. Went to Ohio State for a year. Visited LSU and talked about, this is my dream school. Now, I guess you got to pay him like.
It's your dream school. Like, I like that dream money. I like when I'm sleeping.
Bobby, you'd be great in the NIL era. Be great in the portal.
And I'm dreaming about cha-ching. But, yeah, but Mike, everybody now is playing that game. That's why Ole Miss getting knocked out. The SEC dominance is over. It ain't going to be like it was in the 21st century. Looking right now, let Indiana wins with the Big Ten and win three straight national champions. I think it's wide open. And that's why, listen, you want it more like pro football?
You got it.
Because that's definitely what it is. You can buy a championship.
With the right players.
Yeah, and if you're a champion, you think Indiana cares if they'd be champions? Oh, well, we bought the right players.
Talk about Indiana. Okay, you and I, we grew up partially almost the same area, but it's the first commitment and signee Indiana has. Chaz Preston, the wide receiver from Tulane, is going to go play at Indiana this year. He played at Tulane last year, really had a big season
right.
for the Green Wave. Now he's headed.
Hoosiers. Yeah, no, you look at Indiana. Mike,
tell me another guy from the Bayou that went to Indiana.
No, the only one that I honor, and that's not the Bayou, is Tracy Porter from Baton Rouge. Was it Zachary? Where's Tracy Porter? Zachary or something? Right out of Baton Rouge?
Port Allen,
yeah. Well, anyway, Tracy Porter, we know what he means to the Hoosier Nation. Pick six and all helped us win the Super Bowl. When he was like a 10th or 11th grade or something, Indiana was the first team that reached out to him. So he honored that because he said, well, they want to give me a chance. LSU came late. But
Coach
he said,
Saban
no.
came late to
well,
get him.
But I gave my word to Indiana, so he went up to Indiana. We all know what he did in the Saints uniform. No, we were growing up. What do you think of Indiana Hoosiers?
Basketball.
Bobby Knight. In basketball. We never thought about no football team.
We'll be back with more sports talk. Second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to David. David, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, good evening, Bobby. Mike, how y'all doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother.
All right, David, what you got?
Bobby, I'm going to make a quick question for you and see if there's anything we can do. You know, this year, on November 1st, it's going to be the 59th birthday for the New Orleans Saints. Next year is going to be on a Monday, which makes it the 60th birthday. Is there any way we can get a game at home on a Monday night to celebrate our birthday?
Well, you have to talk to. I don't have that kind of stroke, but Greg Bentzel. I'm gonna tell you, Ms. Gail Benson. Then when they're working out the scheduling, she could say those monumental dates and tell the NFL. And we got the right quarterback. Everybody's gonna want to. You got the right quarterback, then you play in prime time. We have Tyler Shuck. We didn't have a prime time game this year. But going forward, I'm not saying we're going to have, like, Drew Brees, like, five games or maybe six, whatever. But we can have a couple, for sure, one. And that would be a meaningful date that I'm sure the Saints are aware of that. You need to call the Saints front office and leave a message with Greg Bentzel and Ms. Gale and say that, you know, you need to make this a priority because it's a monumental date for the Saints organization. I think it will work out. And then you're going to say, you see, they do pay attention to detail, and because it's a meaningful game. The NFL loves history. They love history and monumental dates. So say that again. It'll be on a Monday night.
It'll be in
2027.
Oh, you're looking way into the future. So 2027 on a Monday night. I can tell you right now, we'll rehash this. And I guarantee you that they'll play on that date. Because the NFL, listen, that's why, okay, now think about this. That's one reason why the schedule had come out. I can tell you the Saints are playing in the Hall of Fame game. Because Drew Brees is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Is the Benson Field and the money they've invested in Hall of Fame. They're going to have, the Saints hadn't played in the Hall of Fame game in a while. So we're going to have four preseason games this year instead of three. And we're going to kick off the season early in August. Because you already have the Hall of Fame game, then have all the other preseason games after. I want to say August the 6th, somewhere around there. The Saints will be in that game because Drew Brees, I don't know about Jerry Evans, but Drew Brees is going in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I can tell you right now, even before the schedule comes out, I don't think anyone would argue with that, that the Saints will be in that Hall of Fame game.
Bob, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
Common sense.
Hey, look, I'm good friends with him because I used to work over there at Best Chevrolet, and I know Mr. Benson real good. And I just met Ms. Gail last year when she
you got to talk to.
Feed the Nation, you know?
Well, you get a hold of season ticket holder. You tell the front office and that you're giving them way enough time to plan for the future. And, yeah, that definitely the Saints need to be on prime time. I think any organization when they were founded, if it falls like on a Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, they need to be on prime time. Even if it'd be the sorry-ass Jets. Nobody wants to see the Jets anymore in prime time.
That one I might want to tap the brake
on. No, but I think you got to throw them a bone even. Because it's a monumental when the organization was founded.
Okay, would you put the Jets on prime time next year?
Well, depending
after
on
the, what you saw.
No, depending on, I'm just saying, if it'd be a monumental date when the Jets were founded in the old AFL, you know, American Football League with the Bills and the Broncos and the Chargers and all of them, the Chiefs. So then I would see, and maybe stick them on Thursday night instead of Sunday night or Monday night. I would do that.
But give them an Amazon Prime game.
Yeah, but they, but listen. I think the NFL, they're so smart how they do the scheduling. I think they're well aware of that. And I would be shocked because it's out there if the Saints, to celebrate their history and when they were founded, if we were not playing on prime time.
David, thanks so much for the call, bud. Really appreciate it. That's a good idea. We'll be back with more Second Guess right here from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottie along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Let's go back to our talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right.
All right. Hollywood Swinger, what's up?
Hey, Bobby, I sure miss my Saints not playing this week. I don't know about y'all.
We love football. We love football, and then you can get a fix on a little bit. I don't know. Hollywood, you probably were watching football even though the Saints weren't playing, right? Now, you don't want your team to be in that number, but you still were watching. You still were watching,
yeah,
right?
I watch every game they had this weekend. I think the Saints are right there. We just need good draft class, and we got to stay healthy when we get in. We can beat some of them teams. You know?
What you mean? Well, we could beat some of them teams. We waxed the Panthers, and now I don't know how you match up against certain teams.
Now the Rams.
Yeah, it seems like when we play the Rams, like, oh no, that's really gonna be an upset. But I don't know. Carolina had a chance to beat them twice. Right. They beat them once, and I was like, oh. And we played Carolina. No, we were the dominant team, and you look, they lose the wild card game to the Rams, 34-31, and you look, a high scoring affair. You look on November the 30th, Carolina was an underdog, basically like double-digit underdog. They won the game 31-28. So the games were very similar as far as the scoring.
I got a question for you. Teams change every year. Coaches change. I mean, assistant coaches come and go. I mean, you know, they commute a world. Head coaches, now sometimes they stay a little longer than others. Why do some teams match up better against other teams? Because you know what? I think this becomes a mental thing. Man, we haven't played well against that team. And you get told about it all week long. All week long. And it sort of settles into your head.
Well, the thing is, the Rams made no mistakes against us. And they made a few mistakes against Carolina, which they lost one game and they won a close game. Matthew Stafford said this. Obviously, we had some mistakes along the way. He goes, look, I turned it over, which he did in the first game they lost. We had a punt block. We didn't score right before the half when we probably should have. Remember, they didn't take the points. So all those little things add up where it just seems like, the Rams, when we were playing them, they were making no mistakes.
What disappointed me the most this weekend was the Packers. They had that big lead against the Bears, and they chose like they did like the Atlanta game in New England with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you look, that's like Caleb Williams to me is like the black version of Brett Favre. I mean, you look at the fourth quarter, what he's done. He's making his playoff debut, throwing a 25-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore with a minute 43 seconds remaining. And then look at the Bears, like you said, rally from an 18-point deficit to beat their rivals. Look, they hate each other. I mean, Packers, and did you see their coach? And Ben Johnson, Holly, was like, I hate the Packers. And don't want to shake LaFleur's hand.
It was almost like a touch.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you look, then they went 31-27. No, listen, the problem is when you have an 18-point lead, that even though as awesome as Love was playing, the quarterback for the Packers, you got to be able to run the ball. And they won't have enough time for the Bears to come back. Now, Ben Johnson, now this goes a long way. Look at the combination of him and Caleb Williams. It was their seventh fourth quarter comeback victory. So it wasn't like, oh, they were lucky. I don't know. That's a trend. If they've done it seven times this season, I think that's that whoever is playing the Bears, you better play the whole 60 minutes.
The one thing you take out of there, and we talked about this so much in all the pre-draft coverage, Charlie and I did a lot of it. We saw what type of year Tyler Warren had for the Colts, and he was a big playmaker for them. Colston Loveland.
Oh,
man. He was awesome against the Packers.
Well, Mike,
just unbelievable.
He caught eight passes, a career high, 137 yards. And, Mike, he was a difference maker. You can look at all their weapons. He was almost like the security blanket for Caleb Williams. No, that Loveland cat, he is awesome. And, Mike, you look at it, it was different aspects. You know, you come back or not. The Bears trailed 21-3 at halftime, and then through three quarters, it was 21-6. Then they outscored Green Bay 25-6 in the fourth quarter on their way to their first playoff win in 15 years. So you don't think they're like, oh, no, here it goes again. And 15, they haven't tasted this. So, no, they're going crazy in Chicago right now.
Did you hear Al Michaels say, I've done over 20 games here. This stadium is shaking. I've never felt it like that in this press box, and it is shaking.
Did you see the Bears fans because of the cheese heads? They had the cheese with
grater.
The grater, and they grated the cheese and all. No, they are passionate fans. The NFL would love for the Bears to be in the Super Bowl. How about this Super Bowl? The Bears played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You remember the last time the Bears played the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Was in New Orleans. In the Superdome, where that's when the Patriots had no chance. That was one of the greatest teams in NFL history, the Bears, that year with Ditka.
No, you went up against that defense in practice.
Oh, no, yeah. We went against that team in Platteville, Wisconsin. We were going up to La Crosse. Then next year, we're in Platteville. And I was like looking at Coach Warren and all that and go, score? If we were playing the Bears for real right now, I hope we get two first downs in a row. how are we going to score? No, they were. We had a running drill, like 12 running plays where you know you're running. And you're supposed to run 12 plays and block, okay? Coach Mara had to cut the drill like after like seven running plays because we had minus yards on every play. McMichael and Dan Hampton, they all busted in the backfield. I remember one time handing it off to Dalton Hilliard, and like Hampton and McMichael, they tackling us all at the same time. I go, oh, no, if we were playing a real game, we'd be getting creamed. I mean, it was
it
that.
Wasn't Richard Dent the guy that messed up your elbow.
But that's when I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
he the guy? Now, he was bad to the bone, too, up front.
He had the longest arms, and you think, oh, he's nowhere around me. And then, it was like a big bear, just swatting at you and stuff. So, that to me is that Bears team is the best linebacking core. When you talk about like a 4-3-3-4, 4-3 is three linebackers, 3-4, four linebackers. The Dome Patrol is the best linebacking core with a 3-4. A 4-3 is the Bears when they had Mike Singletary, Otis Wilson, and Wilbur Marshall. They didn't get any better than that. I remember in the game one time when they were going to go undefeated, I think Buddy Reinhold was too hard-headed. They were playing the Dolphins and Dan Marino, and they had Wilbur Marshall playing like a safety on the nickel.
Oh, Nat Moore.
Nat Moore instead of bringing in a nickel guy because he was that good. But Dan Marino burned him, and that was the game they lost because they were too hard-headed. But, no, that could happen. The Patriots look pretty damn good. But that could happen again, the repeat of that Super Bowl. I think the Patriots would have a better chance at this time around if that would occur.
Yeah, there's no dominant team in the NFL.
It's wide
no,
open.
It is really. Now, we say that a lot, but in this year, that applies.
Hey,
it is wide open.
To show you it's wide open, the number one seed, Denver, is not even favored at home against the Bills.
Now, that's crazy.
And the Bills have a sorry ass. The Bills got a bad defense. The Bills do not have a good defense. But, Mike, think about that.
Denver, 1.5 favorite
yeah, and
over
and they
got
to go away from Buffalo to Denver. So when you think about that, I'm like, what? That to me boggles the mind. But I can tell you one reason.
They do have Superman with the cape.
Yeah.
At quarterback. They do have him. I give him that.
But I can tell you how the Jaguars screwed up, and I like their coach. Leon Cohen, to me, not running the ball more against one of the league's most porous run defenses.
I don't get that.
Listen, ATN and their rookie, Tutton, whatever his name is, they combined for 118 yards on 14 carries. Why did I run in the ball twice that 28 to 30 times? The Bills can't play the run. Sean Payton knows that. I guarantee
he's going to feed him R.J. Harvey all
but
day
it
long.
It shows you how wide open it is that here's the Broncos, number one seed at home, and they're not even favored.
No, because you cannot bank on the fact that Bo Nix will carry you to a win when you're up against Josh Allen.
Well, there's the Josh Allen effect. That's why, the Josh Allen effect.
Because he is Superman. He was yesterday.
I don't know. It's a bunch of Yankees. But the Bills are like us downside. Listen, how can you be against the Bills? Unless you, the Patriots, or you're in the AFC East. Who doesn't like the Bills? I mean, the Bills Mafia, they blue collar. Come on. They lost four straight Super Bowls. Look, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, why not cheer for the Bills, even though I don't think they're going to get there?
You know, played really well yesterday, and I didn't know about his career. I thought it might have ended Tre'Davious White.
Oh, he batted the ball up, interception.
Trey White did a really good job yesterday. I thought maybe he was hanging on, maybe it had passed him, but he made some plays yesterday.
He made that play, and all of a sudden, they win the game.
We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number one of the second guest show. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We've got a lot of portal news we'll get around to in the next hour and a half. Certainly the big news, Sam Leavitt has committed to LSU, hasn't signed the paperwork yet, but looks as though he is headed to Baton Rouge with Lane Kiffin and Caden Durham. Bob, a little bit of a surprise there. I thought once Harlan Berry announced he was returning, I thought Caden Durham was headed somewhere else. Caden Durham announced he's going to return to LSU and be part of that dual backfield with Harlan Berry.
Well, I'm sure Coach Kiffin wants him or he wouldn't stick around, right?
Yeah, he signed a couple of transfer guys, but that's a big catch.
What's wrong with competition?
So now you got four. We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.